Hi there. The word for you today is, if you persist, you'll prevail. James Watt spent 20 years, that's a long time, perfecting the steam engine. Dr. William Harvey worked for 8 years to demonstrate how blood circulated through the human body. Then he spent another 25 years trying to convince the medical establishment that he was right. Most of us underestimate the time it takes to achieve anything of lasting value. Do you know what? You've got to be willing to pay your dues. Cutting corners, that's just a sign of impatience and poor self-discipline. The secret of every breakthrough is to follow through. Albert Gray says, and I quote, "The common denominator of all success lies in forming the habit of doing things failures don't like to do." So if you find yourself continually giving in to your moods, then you need to change your approach to doing things. To do this, you must set standards for yourself that require accountability. Suffering a consequence for not following through will keep you on track like nothing else. Once your new standards are in place, work according to them, not your moods. That'll get you going in the right direction. Self-discipline is a quality that's won only through practice. Successful people have learned to do what doesn't come naturally. They're willing to confront discomfort, distractions, and doubt, and act in spite of them. R.H. Macy, who founded Macy's Department Stores, failed at 5 different professions: whaler, retailer, gold miner, stockbroker, and real estate broker, before he finally succeeded. And when he was asked what sustained him through failure after failure, here's what he said: purpose and persistence. That's what separates those who achieve from those who merely dream. And it's why the Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time."